USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. He said the U.S. will deploy a special envoy to North Korea to help refocus efforts on getting the North to abandon its nuclear program. Moon Jae-in is only the second world leader to visit the White House in person since Biden was inaugurated.
It's a reflection of how much we value the 70-year alliance with the Republic of Korea and how essential we know the relations is to the United States, the future of the Indo-Pacific region, and quite frankly, to the world.
President Moon said both leaders are pledging to work closely toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The White House and Republicans are now further apart on infrastructure after the White House lowered the cost of its plan from $2.3 trillion to $1.7 trillion. That's according to Senator Shelley Moore Capita's office. This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.